God Bless America prayer meeting. And we are focusing in on God. I believe he's ready to bless America, listen to this, by judging the evildoers responsible for running the shadow government systems of evil over America in the last number of years. And we are praying about that. We've already read the passage in 1 Kings 21, 17 through 25, which lays down some key leaders of the systems of evil over America, along with former leaders of FBI, CIA, and NSA, and so forth. Tonight we want to go on with that, and we will pray for these things. And then I'm going to give a message along these lines, but first I'm going to ask the choir to come and sing tonight.
All right, everybody, turn your heads and stare at Dorothy. We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Dorothy this evening. Let's all sing. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Dorothy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Only one will not do. Born again means salvation. How many have you?
Amen and amen. And I'm going to have our brother, Deacon Bob Bajeski, at the end of this service come up at the invitation and lead us in prayer for our nation and for our local government, as the Bible tells us to do. But, you know, before we pray, I appreciate the opportunity to have prayer meeting and pray for our government and to pray for the leaders. And before we do that, though, I think it's only fitting that we offer thanksgiving. And the message I want to give to you tonight is offer thanks and prayers for your anointed president. Offer thanks tonight and prayers for your anointed president. And I want to read the text for this message to you tonight. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I'm reading verses 1 through 3. 1 Timothy and chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Follow along. It says in the Bible, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. I am so thankful that we have a president who, when he sees the local people failing to keep peace and safety in the country from criminals, that government's been ordained to do, that's one of the main functions of government, that he is doing what needs to be done. And so thank God for that. But I want you to notice in 1 Timothy, I want to emphasize, first of all, tonight in this message, the offering of thanks for our president. It says giving of thanks, along with the other commands for supplications, prayers, intercessions. And then he talks about for our government leaders that are in authority, that the purpose of that is that we, God's people, may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Now, tonight, many of you can remember the corrupt attacks of ungodly government officials, and you can remember the leftist capture of the Democrat Party during Trump's first term and during the stolen third term of Obama using the puppet Biden. You remember that. And you remember COVID, and you remember the jab, and you remember the deaths, and you remember the destruction and the horrendous time. And that is just the opposite of living a quiet, peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. And many churches shut down during that time. Many churches followed the mandates of the government. And I said, don't do that. This is ungodly. And sometimes we come to God and we just ask him for his blessings. But we don't pause to give him thanks for what he has done. And I don't want to be tonight a church where we say, my name is Jimmy, God, I'll take all you can give me. No, I want to praise God tonight. I want to thank God tonight. By the way, God does not inhabit the complaints of his people, the criticisms, the grumblings of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. And I want to praise the Lord. I got a reason to praise God tonight. I got a lot of reasons to praise and thank God tonight. And the Bible says that when you pray to the Almighty, you are to do it with prayer and supplication, but with thanksgiving. I like to think of it as a sandwich. You got the bread of prayer on top, which is just your relationship to God and your sense of who God is and your acknowledgement of the person of God and that you're in communion with Him. And then supplication is where you are urgently requesting the superior being for some things that you need. But in the middle of it, in the sandwich, you want to put thanksgiving right in the middle. That's why the Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing. That means you don't have to worry about anything. Some people are looking back and they're worried about the past. Some people are looking forward, they're worried about the future. You know what? I'm living for right one day at a time. And I've got nothing to worry about. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. There's that relationship to God, that sense of God's presence. That's what prayer is. It's a general term for communion with God. And supplication, those are specific requests urgently needed with thanksgiving. You know what that is. Let your request be made known unto God. And I remember during the dark days of 2020, many of you prayed for weeks with prayer and fasting concerning our country and the election that was stolen. And remember when that was the cardinal sin to say the election was stolen? I said it then, I'll say it again. It was stolen. It's becoming more and more obvious, but I said it a long time ago, and I'm saying it again. And I'm saying that when we were praying in those dark days of COVID, when we were praying in those dark days of the usurper Obama working through his mouthpiece puppet Biden, but when that was all going on, we were still giving thanks to God. And I remember a brother in Christ at that prayer meeting sharing a verse. And this verse I remembered, it was in Luke 11. And I'm going to quote it to you tonight, verse 22 and 23. It says, Jesus said, have faith in God. By the way, that'll do for tonight as well. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, some people said to me, you're a little bold, Pastor. I don't know if you should be saying Trump's going to get back in. And I said, I didn't know when he would get back in, but I said, I know he will get back in. And I'm not going to doubt in my heart because God gave me that, and I'm going to hold on to God. Don't doubt in the dark what you know to be true in the light. Stay with it, pray with it, and thank God for it. And I want to thank God tonight. God did it. And he brought him back in November of 2024. It was a victory. And when the Lord gives you faith through his word by his spirit, you should not be afraid to confess it and to say it out loud. I remember my wife had an evangelist. I think his name was Mansley Beasley. And God showed my wife something from his word that was going to happen in her life. And she wasn't afraid to confess it and say it out loud. And that's what the evangelist said. See, true faith confesses. You say you believe in Jesus, but you don't confess him ever with your mouth. Your faith is fake. See, if thou shalt believe in thine heart, confess with thy mouth. The mouth doesn't save you, but it proves it's in your heart, right? And I spoke it. And there were people told me, don't speak it. And I said, no, I'm not going to doubt it. It's a mountain, yes. I can't see how it can happen, humanly speaking. But I believe the word of God. I believe what God showed me. And it says, whatsoever he saith, that he'll have it. And when the Lord gives you faith, you need to stick with it. And I'm so glad I stuck with that concerning our anointed president, who was out of the White House in 2020, that he was removed by a globalist deep state cabal that was too powerful for any of us, but not too powerful for Jehovah God. He says, I am the Lord, Jehovah, the Elohim of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? And I want to say tonight, where is your faith? Where's your God tonight? How big is your God tonight? And I'm just saying that Christ has two comings, and the Jewish people are stumbled by that. But I'm not stumbled by it, because it's one Messiah and two comings. And the Jewish people, they say, well, when Messiah comes, Israel's supposed to be the head of the nations. When Messiah comes, there's peace on earth, goodwill toward men. When Messiah comes, the temple's going to be there, and there'll be peace, and he'll rule with a rod of iron. Jesus came. He's not the Messiah. Look what we see, wars and rumors of wars and problems. Come on, this is not the Messiah. But what they miss is the Messiah has two comings. They missed his first coming, which was to die and be the lamb that the choir sang about. And by the way, if you want to see him in his second coming and be part of the glory, you better accept him as the Lamb of God. You better accept him by faith as your Savior and confess him when he's exiled, when he is ridiculed, when he is mocked, and that you stand for him and are not ashamed of him. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm not ashamed of God's anointed president either. I don't have Trump derangement syndrome. I'm not hiring him as a Sunday school teacher. I'm not hiring him as a bus captain. I don't know that I'd let him join the church. I'd have to examine that. But he's my anointed president. He's my anointed president that God raised up. And I want to praise the Lord for that. We have seen a raid on John Bolton's home. I don't know about you, but that's great. I had somebody tell me there's a raid on Bolton's home. I said, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That is just the beginning of this judgment. I want to say it again. The judgment of God on these systems of evil over America will make the Nuremberg trials look like a Sunday school picnic. I want to thank God for it before one arrest is made. I want to do it tonight. I want to say it publicly tonight. And you can give all the glory to God when it happens. I want to thank God for it. I don't want to thank the globalist world system, Satan, his plan. I want to thank God for delaying Satan's timeline. I want to thank God, like Bobby Bajeski, I know, does, for bringing Trump back into the White House. Even after Bobby had his attack, he said, praise God for Trump in the White House. And before I pray tonight, or before I have Brother Bobby pray at the invitation, I want to invite you tonight to thank Almighty God for how he has clearly heard your prayers, if you prayed for this, and your supplications through this church concerning the Lord raising up a champion who is being used of him to give you time to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Do you realize how he's blessed you? Do you realize you could have Hillary? Do you realize you could have Obama in the shadows, who's a wicked, wicked man, who in Chapel Hill worked with Fauci to kill 30 million people through the wicked, wicked pandemic that's been called COVA, the SARS-2 clone of a virus developed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, moved to Wuhan, China, and released. Do you realize that? God has heard your prayers, and he's helped you, and I'm not afraid to praise him tonight. And whenever God works, he always anoints a man to do a job for him. Do you know that? He hasn't changed. Therefore, first, let us give thanks to God for raising up and anointing a president who is not a deep state puppet. And while I'm at it, let me tell you, you know, the media is cutting him down constantly. If you get on the internet, the mainstream media, they're always lying, slandering, cutting. I believe there's going to be a time when the mainstream media will be praising him. God will shut their mouths too and clean them up. You say, why? I'm talking about judgment. That's what we've been praying for God to judge the systems of evil. And the media has definitely been part of that. Have faith in God that he hears your prayers. And let us thank the Lord tonight that this president has directed the IRS by an order not to penalize pastors like me for endorsing a good and helpful political candidate that helps the people. Not to penalize. I don't care whether they penalize or not. I'm not backing down. But thank God that God, did that so that you don't have to see your pastor let out in handcuffs, and that you can have a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and honesty. If Hillabell was on the hill, or through her Jehoram Obama, or whatever puppet they had set up, those doors could easily come open, and the Gestapo could come in. They accused Trump of that. They're full of soup. Let us thank the Lord that he led this man to be elected president 2 times despite intense election rigging, use of the CIA, the FBI, and the DOJ to seditiously stop him. And if they could do that to Trump, they could do that to you. What they did to him, he said, they did to him to stop it from happening to you. And I want to thank God for that tonight. I want to thank the Lord for that tonight. How about you? Would you join me to do that? Thank God tonight that he raised up a president that had an iron spine to overcome 2 fake impeachments, to overcome a DOJ that was weaponized against him, to take people that were in his administration and put them in jail. They did not hesitate to put Roger Stone in jail and to put Paul Manafort in jail and to put other officials in jail. They did not hesitate to do that. They did not hesitate to put peaceful January 6th protesters, whom they slandered, and put them in jail without habeas corpus, which is wicked and unconstitutional and fascist. But I thank God that God Almighty heard our prayers to stop the enemy's attempts to defeat this anointed president by lawfare that they raised up, and they sought to take $500 million from him. $500 million for him to put up as collateral through that wicked and corrupt Letitia James in New York State. Thank God that a judge overturned that. Thank God for that tonight. I'm praising God. I'm thanking God tonight. I believe we need to do this. He's worthy of it. He's heard our prayers. And we thank God for hearing our cries to keep Donald Trump from being removed from the ballot in many states. Remember when they were doing that? But they couldn't do it. They tried it. And then when that didn't work, remember when they tried to put him in jail and trumped up felonies? That kind of reminds me of Hillabell. You know, it's always a woman. And behind this whole thing of Russia, Russia, Russia is one jilted woman, Hillabell, who got beat in 2016 and couldn't accept it. Yeah, she's behind it. She's behind Obama. She's the wind beneath his wings of wickedness. Oh, yeah, she's the Jezebel, but she's coming down. Lock her up. Let it come down. Let justice fall so that people may fear God. How are you going to believe the gospel if God's just a Santa Claus in the sky with no teeth? But he's not that kind of a God. He is Almighty God, a God of justice, a God of judgment. And I'm just saying that she's wicked. and needs to be called out as such. Would to God she would get saved and get right. But I'm saying that you do the crime, you need to do the time. And the crimes are very great of Ahab and Jezebel. And Elijah said, your blood will come. They've killed a lot of people. You know, it's like Alex Jones said recently. He called the White House and talked to Ed Martin, who is the man in charge of the strike force, the lawyer. And Ed Martin said, make no mistake about it, indictments are coming, arrests are coming. And he said, by way of illustration, it's like your neighbor calls the police up and says, I just saw, and I'm referring to Bill and Hillary and Obama, I just saw my neighbor kill somebody, and they took the body. And they went into their backyard and they're digging a hole and they're burying the body. And the police come. They get a warrant. They go into the house and they go into the backyard and they say, we understand you may have a body there. We need to investigate. We have a warrant. They go into the backyard. They don't find one body. They find 250 bodies buried back there. This is what we're talking about tonight. Do you understand it? Do you see? Our God has heard. And I said it before, I'm going to say it again. When the justice comes down, when God tramples out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored, when he begins to loose the fateful lightning of his terrible sword, when his truth is marching on, it's going to make the Nuremberg trials look like a Sunday school picnic. By the way, that's why we need to warn people about a hell, about the judgment of God, because if you have Jesus Christ derangement and you've not repented of your rejection of him, you will not stand in the judgment. Right. Your sins will bring you down to hell. I don't care who you are. God is no respecter of persons. I want to be in that rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let me be in Jesus. And the Republican Party also can praise the Lord for raising up a champion president, because there are a lot of Republicans with Trump derangement syndrome. I can understand the demon rats, because they've been totally taken over. That's why I call them demon rats. They're over. They're done. But the Republicans, they can thank God for Donald Trump. Because he came in there as an instrument of God to bless and guide the Republican Party, and through it to bless your region here in northeastern Pennsylvania, your state of Pennsylvania, and your country, the United States of America. I thank God even for his recent executive order to honor the blood of our patriot military soldiers by upholding, and people misunderstand this, they say, he'll put you in jail for a year for burning a flag. It doesn't say that. He's just upholding the burn bans when it comes to burning anything, including the burning of a flag. You see, he's coming at it from a different way, but he's still honoring our soldiers. I thank God for his closing the door on illegal immigration that went on under Obama's third term and made it certain that our country would collapse financially, unable to let welfare go to the whole world as they came in. It would be like taking the doors off your house and just saying, anybody come in that wants to, just go ahead and try that. Let those hypocrites try that who put guards around their mansions and walls around their mansions. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Obama, Hillary, all the rest of them. Don't believe a hypocrite, just like the Sadducees and the scribes. Don't snooker and sucker for that kind of stuff. And God's people, the Bible says, God's people, we ought to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. We're not here to kill and to rabble rouse. Never do I preach that. I speak boldly, but I don't preach that. I want to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, but I want to pray. And I want to see God come through and give us peaceable lives. And so thank God for the immigration and zero, boom, he stopped it. Wonderful. And therefore, before I have prayer for Almighty God to bless this gathering here, this gathering tonight, to bless America, before we do that, we want to thank God for many answers to prayer. Are you doing that? Are you thanking God for our president's friendship with the nation of Israel? The chosen nation that gave us the Savior from sin and death, that gave us a chosen nation, that gave us the Bible, that gave us not only the Word of God, but will give us the kingdom of God back on earth again, that God is working with. And I don't care who slanders it, whether it's Alex Jones or anybody else. I like some things Alex says, but when you speak slander against God's chosen nation, I don't want to hear your stuff. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they're Jerusalem. They're Israel. They're chosen of God, and you better understand that. And tonight I want to praise God for his friendship with Israel, and with, therefore, the prophecies, because I want to praise God tonight that he's not done with Iran. It's not over. You've seen the beginning of what I've been telling you. You saw it, but it's not the end of it. I want to praise God for that tonight, and for our anointed president. That's been a great part of that. Thank God tonight, by the way, dear friends, for our president's fair trade by putting forth tariffs on countries that had charged us tariffs while we were charging them nothing, and therefore ruining America and destroying America and God's plan for America. And our president is bringing not millions, Joe, not billions, not trillions, but zillions of, no, actually trillions of dollars back into, that's a private joke, back into America. And to you, the American taxpayer, you may see a rebate. You may see a rebate from that. And when it comes, if it comes, I'm not promising you that, but if it comes, I promise you, you'll tithe on it. Amen, if you're right with God. Thank God for a president that has gone to battle against men in women's sports. And thank God for his standing against defeating the agenda of pushing our minor children into mutilation of the God-given organs that designate them at birth, male or female. And who would have thunk that the president would have to say what Letitia, or whatever her name was, Latanya, what's her name? Jackson, the Supreme Court Justice. First name. Anyway, Jackson, Justice Jackson. She could not define a woman. It's a human being with a womb that gives birth. She couldn't define it, what a woman is. Listen, God made only two genders, male and female. Period. You don't choose your pronouns. I had some guy dressed up in a dress, big guy. I was scared of the guy. I thought he was going to stand up and whack me because I was saying to him, "Are you? What are you?" And I said, and he said, you know, basically trying to tell me he's a woman. I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "What is on your birth certificate? What did your mother and father call you?" Oh boy, that really got. I thought I was going to get it. The guy was big, but he had a dress on. I'll say that these guys, they're more modest than women. They know how to dress like women. I'll tell you, big hairy legs, but they got this dress on, you know. But, you know, God help us. God help us. But our president, he said, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Boy, I tell you, I don't want to be in a church where there's a wimp on the pulpit. I don't want to be that way. I want somebody that'll tell you the truth. And I want a president that at least has common sense. And so before we ask God's blessing on America tonight, it just seems right to give thanks to Almighty God for these things that I've mentioned and many more things that I don't have time to even share that God has given us through the anointed president. So my first exhortation to you tonight, give thanks for your anointed president. My second exhortation for you tonight is to focus prayers for judgment on the systems of evil in America. Notice I didn't say over America. To give prayer, focus on prayer for judgment on the systems of evil still in America, still in the FBI, still in the CIA, still in the deep state, still in the media. But thank God Rosie O'Donnell moved out. Thank God that there are people, late night comedians that are talking about moving out. And when does Gavin Newsom need to get the memo? Amen. Move out, buddy. But the exhortation is to focus prayers for judgment on the systems of evil in America. I want to exhort you tonight, pray fervently for the Lord to bless the Trump DOJ with just judgments over the people. You know, they accused the president of being creepy for backing Pam Bondi. But he knows she's important right now because she's appointed over justice. And we should pray for Pam Bondi. And for the strike force that have been put in charge of justice. And there's some great legal minds like Ed Martin and others. And they found out that these guys are using tricks to use state government. I'm a state person, but sometimes you need the federal government to do it when the states are not doing it. And there are constitutional provisions for that too. We're in a little different time now. You need to recognize that. If you're like me, a state government person, you need to recognize that when the leadership fails, Charlie Ware used to say, leadership must lead. And Donald Trump is saying that the government is raised up to give you peace and quietness in godliness and honesty. That's what the Bible says. And so President Trump went into D.C. By the way, D.C. isn't a state. And he went in there, and there hasn't been a murder in how many days? I don't know, 12, 13 days? Not one murder. There was murder every day before that. He's showing the people it can be done. He's showing that mayor, you're not doing your job, mayor. But they keep putting these mayors in there. It's mayor of Chicago, killing people right and left. Where? In the south side of Chicago. But that mayor's not doing their job. Why? I'll tell you why. The root of all evil, the love of money. There's money involved. They're getting paid by the criminals. Trump's talking about invading into Mexico to go after the drug cartels. I like it. I tell you, I like it. Go get them. Go get them. Go get them. Fentanyl and all the rest. Get it away from us. I'm just saying we need to pray fervently for these arrests to come. The Democrats and their accomplices in the media are accusing Donald Trump of revenge in his commitment to back justice for the crimes of the Obama administration. You know what? That is the bunch of baloney. Here you use the Justice Department to persecute and prosecute an innocent man. And that's been found out. He was innocent. And now when he is using the Justice Department to prosecute people that are guilty of sin, they're accusing him of being revengeful. No, that's God's justice. And let it come down, and you can pray for it to come down upon these people. And I believe it's coming down. And I want to say this. Some people say, I will believe it when I see an arrest. Have we seen an arrest yet? Nope. We've seen a raid. Where's the arrest, they're saying? It's been days since the raid. Where's the arrest? I want to just answer that with the Psalms. And I've been through this in my life. The Bible says, believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It doesn't say see to believe. It says believe to see. I believe the judgment is coming down as we have prayed for it. I believe that God raised up the Trump administration to administer justice. We are in a different time. We're in a different White House. We're in a different DOJ. And I believe that it's going to happen. And I challenge you tonight to believe first, to see it soon. I challenge you to have some faith in God tonight. And get up off your doubts and believe God and pray to God. I still haven't seen any arrests, but I'm believing God for arrests that'll make the Nuremberg trials, Brother Bob, look like a Sunday school picnic. We have a mountain tonight that needs to be moved and cast into the midst of the sea. And I'm praying for that one key arrest that will be the domino that makes the whole house of cards fall. I don't care if that domino is Bolton. I don't care if that domino is Jack Smith, the crooked attorney that they got to prosecute Trump. But I am believing God and calling you tonight to focus your prayers for that key arrest to happen that will lead to many ratting out one another. And I believe that domino is exactly, and I'm going to read the scripture tonight, what it says in 2 Chronicles 20, 22 through 25, under King Jehoshaphat. It says, "And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." Why? "For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they'd made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fall to the earth, and none escaped." Boy, if they arrest Hillary, boy, will she turn people in. She will sing like a canary. I'm just saying, that's exactly what happened with the enemies of Judah. They fought against one another until there was not one left. In 2025 of 2 Chronicles, 2025, they were all what?
They were all what?
They were all
what?
Yeah. I would not be a bit surprised. Charges of sedition, treason, execution, justice. See, the death penalty is still in the Bible. And I'm for it. I'm for it. I believe in it. I'm saying thank God that we can have men tonight to lead in prayer who will lift up holy hands for this that I'm preaching on, but without wrath and doubting. I don't have wrath and hatred in my heart for any of these people. I pray for their eternal salvation. I can be honest with you. I can love my enemies, and yet I can still pray for God's justice to be upheld. You understand that? And so that's what I'm saying tonight. Don't miss that. This is not a message of hate. This is not a message of good. I'm glad to get them. No, I want to see people get saved. And this will help. And 1 Timothy 2:8, God says, "I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." The word for men is on air, specifically males. And he's talking about behavior in the house of God, that men are to lead in prayer. Let me say tonight, we must pray in faith. To believe to see the goodness of the Lord in getting arrest upon the seditious and treasonous people who do evil that need to be judged, and to bring about a mini day of the Lord, just like we've gone through a mini tribulation, and we are believing God for it. I believe that when that key domino falls, it will lead to a great fall of the enemies of our country, of our Constitution, and the rule of law in our land. Let's pray for local people like TJ. Let's pray for the mayor. What's her name? Patterson or Cognetti? Paige Cognetti. Paige Cognetti. Pray for her salvation. Pray that God would bring a godly man in there, somebody that would change the local things in Scranton and drain the swamp in Lackawanna County. Amen. And pray for TJ Fitzgerald. He wanted to be here tonight to share, but pray for him. He's a good man in our local political realm. Pray that we could get him up to visit us in the church. Pray for TJ Fitzgerald. Let's pray for our God to raise up more people that will promote freedom of speech and the freedom to live out your faith for the good of northeastern Pennsylvania by getting the gospel out and getting people saved and baptized as we go into this new year. I just want to exhort you to pray for these things and for a president that would promote these things, that you would pray that, what is he, 79 years old? Pray that God would continue to uphold him and strengthen him in this great work. So tonight I'm calling upon you, if you're here tonight and you understand, I'm calling upon you to come to this altar in your Bethel. Get back to your Bethel, get back to this altar, and to commit to offer thanksgiving prayers for your anointed president and for his cabinet. And by your surrendering to the exhortation to give thanks to God more for what he's done in your life, in your government. And number two, to come to this altar by your surrendering to the expectation to focus your prayers in faith upon these arrests to come, upon God to do what needs to be done to judge the systems of evil. Let's bow for prayer tonight. I wonder tonight if you say, preacher,